Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the kind invitation to spend some time with you this afternoon. And I'm very encouraged. You have wonderful music in your church. And you have some great young leaders. I'm so excited about the future of your church because your church is young and you're energetic and you're looking to the days ahead. Well, we have the privilege this afternoon looking at the Word of God, and I'm grateful for just a few moments to focus on the book of Acts. I hope that you will just, for a few moments, open your heart to the Lord and just say, Lord, would you just speak to me, whatever you want to say, that I would be open to hear it this afternoon. I want to talk to you about a word that's very important to all of us as individuals and as families and as a church, and it's the word encouragement. Some people bring us a lot of encouragement. I have a lot of encouraging people in my life, and some people make me very discouraged.
一些人呢，他会给别人很大的勉励，有些人呢，却让别人灰心。实际对于我们每个人来讲，都有一些人曾经勉励我们。I
can be feeling really good in the morning because someone was encouraging me, and I could feel very down in the afternoon because someone was very critical or very hard or very mean.
可能早晨呢，有人来勉励我们，我们就觉得非常的受鼓舞。那么下午的时候呢，因为有些人来，使我们灰心责怪过我们，我们就觉得很低沉。
You can tell by looking at some people that they're discouraged. You just have to look in their eyes and you see they're down. I just said to somebody the other day, "You feeling okay?" And then they admitted that they were feeling very discouraged.
其实我们从别人的表现也能辨别出来，这个人是不是心情低沉啊？他眼睛没有光，我们就能辨别出来。And
have you noticed that some people are tough to be with? They're difficult to be with because they are not encouragers. They are critical, and they're just hard to be with.
那么有些人，其实我们注意到，他们很难以相处。这些人喜欢批评人，他们不是那种能鼓励别人的人。
We all deeply appreciate encouragement in our lives. All of us. We soak it up like a sponge. Have you ever been really discouraged and then somebody came along and they prayed for you or they wrote you a note of encouragement and suddenly your heart and your mind got a new perspective and you got encouraged and you said, we can do this.
我们有些时候感觉到低沉的时候，感觉到要被击垮的时候，有些人过来跟我们一块祷告，或者是能够聆听我们的心声，这样突然呢，我们的心思意念就得到了一个更新。If
you were to name one of the most important people in the Bible who exemplifies the word encouragement, I think it has to be Barnabas.
如果我们想要找一个在圣经当中最突出的人物，能够代表勉励这个词的词，这个词，那么我想可能巴拿巴就是最合适的一个人。So
I want us to see why Barnabas is such a model of encouragement, and we just want to check him out and learn from him. His name was actually Joseph from Cyprus, who the apostles called Barnabas.
今天下午呢，我们来看看巴拿巴的故事。他是这么一个特别棒的勉励的榜样，在圣经当中。那么实际这个人呢， 原名不叫巴拿巴，他实际叫约瑟。这个人是从塞浦路斯来的这么一个人，他这个使徒们管他叫巴拿巴。
The word Barnabas means son of encouragement, and actually, it was a nickname. Barnabas was a nickname. It wasn't his real name, but it was a nickname.
这巴拿巴的名字呢？这巴拿巴的含义是劝慰子，或者叫做慰勉之子。
So listen to these words from Acts 4:36. For instance, there was Joseph, the one the apostles nicknamed Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He was from the tribe of Levi and came from the island of Cyprus.
那么使徒行传四章三十六节告诉我们，有一个利未人生在塞浦路斯，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴。巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子，或者叫慰勉之子。
He was an encourager.
他是一个能鼓励别人、勉励别人的人。
Wouldn't you like someone to say to you, "Here comes the encourager. Here comes the encourager," and they know that that's what when you come, you bring encouragement. You'll meet Barnabas on various pages of the New Testament, and when you meet him, you'll always find him in a place of encouragement.
So we, in the Acts, there are many places where we meet Barnabas. So every time Barnabas appears, he's always encouraging.
So let me give you three or four or five things. Number one, Barnabas encouraged by giving generously.
那么第一点呢，圣经告诉我们，巴拿巴通过慷慨的付出给予勉励。
Have you ever been the one who received a gift and it encouraged you like never before? I received a gift quite a few years ago that I was speaking. And then after I finished speaking, for a corporation, they gave me, a very small gift, they gave me a huge gift that I couldn't believe they would have given that much. And it just sort of helped us at the time in our needs. So it was amazing.
我们每个人都曾经过别人的礼物，那么我们有没有这种情况呢？接受别人这种礼物让我们大吃一惊。那么 Pastor K 以前呢曾经讲到结束之后呢，别人给他一件礼物，他以为原以为是一件小礼物，但是接过来一看，原来是一件非常不可思议的一件大礼物。
When the early church started, everyone helped one another financially. Acts 4:32.So all the believers were united in heart and mind, and they felt that what they owned was not their own, so they shared everything they had.
那么当早期教会刚开始的呢，刚开始的时候呢，每个人都互相在财政上帮助。使徒行传四章三十二节告诉我们，那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己，都是大家共用。
And so Luke records the story of Barnabas in verse 37. It says he sold a field he owned and he brought the money to the apostles.
使徒行传四章三十七节啊，当提到巴拿巴的时候说，他有田地也卖了，把价银拿来放在使徒脚前。
It really meant he said, I want to assist people in this new church family. I want to help them. And you don't need to praise me and thank me. You don't need to put my name on the wall somewhere. You I just want to use this money to bless people.
他也就是说，巴拿巴想要拿这个钱来帮助那些有需要的人。你不用在什么地方把我的名字写上，然后告诉别人我做好事了。我就是想用这笔钱来祝福那些人。
So if you want to encourage someone, do something tangible.Help them somehow, financially or physically. Help them actually move from one location to another. Help them. You've heard the saying that people really don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
那么如果你想要勉励什么人呢，就做一些能让别人感觉得到的事情，帮助别人用某种方式，比如说在经济上啊，在身体上啊，帮助他们从一个地方到另一个地方，从一个环境到另一个环境。那么我们老听有一种谚语，有一句谚语哈，叫什么呢？说直到人们知道你关心多少，他们才关心你知道多少。
We really encourage the church when we give generously. Our actions always speak louder than our words. As one gentleman said, if you really want to know what's important to a person, look at their wallet. Look at how they spend their money. Look at their Visa statements, and you can tell where they spend their money and what's important to them in their life.
我们当我们去慷慨地给予的时候，我们就来勉励教会。那么一个人的行动呢，总是说出来比我们的话语声音更大。就像一位老先生讲的，他说你要想看呢，对一个人来说什么是真的重要的时候呢，那就看他的钱包，检查他的这个支票本的记录，看他信用卡账单的明细，你就能分辨了他到底对什么更加重视。
Jesus said, where your treasure is, well, there your heart will be also. So when you start giving, you never know what's going to happen. But you soon discover that God blesses you back. Now, I don't know how that happens, but you don't give, so God's going to bless me back. But it just seems to happen that way, that when you give, God brings a blessing back to your own life, and that's a wonderful thing.
那么在马太福音6章21节，耶稣说：“你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。”那当我们能够开始给的时候呢，我们不知道会发生什么事情，但是呢，很快我们就会发现，当我们给出去了，神又回来反过来来祝福我们。
So our first look at Barnabas is the fact that he's giving. He's giving financially. He's giving from his wallet. He's giving from what he sold. And he's helping this young church. Because remember, it's just getting started. And he's helping this young church to get going. And it's all at the beginning of a very amazing ministry.
那么巴拉巴的勉励别人的方式，其中之一呢，他就是能够慷慨的给予，他帮助那些年轻人，帮助那些有需要的人，帮助那些教会。当他开始给的时候呢，那些奇妙的工作就开始了。他懂得马上给予的重要性。I
just feel it's important to say to you today, thank you to all of you for encouraging this young church. Through these last few years of ministry, Life Renewal Chinese Baptist Church. Some of you have been here probably right from the start. Some of you have come in the last year or so, I'm not sure, months. And you are a blessing to the church. So I want to say thank you for being a Barnabas, for being willing to give.
所以今天我感觉特别重要，跟大家说，谢谢你们，所有的人都来，通过给予的方式来勉励这些年轻的教会，就我们生命更新基金教会。那么有些人呢，可能从一开始就在这个教会，有些人呢在教会可能不到一年，有些人可能不到一个月。但是呢，非常感谢，那么每个人都能够像巴拿巴那样来勉励我们这间教会。I've
watched you as a church. And you always seem to be very diligent in your faithfulness to this ministry. And you never seem to lack resources. I mean, we could always use more resources. We're the same. We could always use something more. But on the other hand, you've never lacked for resources. And God has always used one another in the provision of what He needs for your church.
Pastor Ken 说他已经看到我们教会了，我们大家总是勤勉的工作，忠心的侍奉神。那么看起来我们从来不缺乏，特别是在资源方面，我们大家总是能够彼此互相帮助，共同来建造这些教会。所以神通过弟兄姐妹们来供应这些教会。
God's going to do great things for you in the days ahead. And I have that sense. And you are trusting Him to resource this congregation in order to accomplish the vision that He's giving to you.
那么神呢，将来会继续呢，通过我们做大事的。Pastor Ken有这种感觉，我们相信神会来帮助我们这间教会来成长，为了去完成神给我们的这个意向。
God has you here for a reason. I mean, His work is just getting started, And his work is broader than you are. It's for all those in the community who have not yet trusted Christ as their Lord and Savior. And can you imagine that as your church grows, that you would have a church full of Barnabases, just loving one another and caring for the community?
神把我们放在这儿呢，是有原因的。那他这个工作呀，这个其实不是我的工作，是神的工作。刚刚开始，神是希望呢，通过我们把福音传给那些在社区还不信的人。那我们能不能想象，将来有一天呢，在这个教会里面到处都是巴拿巴啊，这个神会来成就这种事情。
So that was one of the very first things that Barnabas learned. He learned to be a giver. He learned to be generous. He learned to be helpful to others. And that's a very important lesson for all of us to learn.
这是巴拿巴在圣经出现的第一点。那么他懂得去奉献，他懂得去慷慨的给予。
The second thing is that Barnabas encouraged by being a good friend. We're in Acts chapter 9. And the story of that chapter is the incredible way in which Saul, later to be called Paul, came to faith in Christ after the Damascus Road experience.
那么第二点呢，巴拿巴通过做好朋友给予勉励。那我们在使徒行传第9章的时候呢，我们会看到这个故事，这是不可思议的故事。原来成为扫罗的这个人，后来成为被称为保罗，他信了耶稣，在大马士革路上的这种经历之后。
After Paul came to Christ, he wanted to meet the rest of the apostles, and he wanted to meet other Christians, but none of the Christians would have anything to do with Paul, because you know why. He was killing the Christians before this, so they didn't trust him.
那么保罗在接受耶稣之后呢，他想要跟其他的使徒见面，但是呢，大家都害怕他，因为呢，就在几周以前呢，他迫害基督徒，杀了很多人，大家不敢见他。
So here's where we meet Barnabas again. It says, then Barnabas brought him to the apostles and told them how Saul had seen the Lord on the way to Damascus and how the Lord had spoken to Saul. He also told them that Saul had preached boldly in the name of Jesus in Damascus.
在使徒行传第9章呢，我们又看见了巴拿巴，扫罗到了耶路撒冷，想与门徒结交，他们却都怕他，不信他是门徒，唯有巴拿巴接待他，领去见使徒，把他在路上怎么看见主，主怎么向他说话，他在大马士革怎么奉耶稣的名放胆传道，都诉说出来。The
words here actually imply that Barnabas took Saul by the hand and led him right up to meet the rest of the apostles and said, here he is, this is Saul, I'd like you to meet Saul, I'd like you to get to know him because I really believe he's got a great heart.
这块讲的信息实际是指巴拿巴拉着保罗的手，把他牵到了使徒面前，为他保证担保，说他已经信耶稣了，他跟原来那个扫罗已经不是一个人了，你们应该相信他。
And when you think about it, how did Barnabas ever get this information about Saul? Other than that he had to meet him, he had to have a conversation, maybe he had coffee one day, and he got to know Paul, and he got to know his heart, and he said, oh, this is a good man, he's really changed, and he's going to be a wonderful servant in the kingdom of God.
那我们想一想，巴拿巴是怎么跟保罗认识的呢？圣经没有讲，但是很可能巴拿巴去冒险出去遇见保罗，跟保罗说不定喝了一杯咖啡，那么谈话之后，他感觉到这个人已经变了，这个人有新生命了，他相信保罗了，所以才敢把保罗带到使徒面前。Sometimes
you have to take a risk with people, because you don't always know. And Barnabas was willing to take a risk on Paul. And he became his friend, and he got to know him, and he wanted others to know that God had called this man into ministry. So we have to keep our eyes peeled for people that God is calling into ministry, and we have to maybe take a little bit of a risk to bring them in and say, keep your eye on that lady, keep your eye on that man, God's going to use them.
所以很多时候呢，我们在福音生活当中需要冒险，我们看一看是谁把神把谁呀，或者是一位男士或者一位女士带到我们的福音生活当中，我们需要冒一点险去跟他接触，认识他，跟他交朋友，然后呢，把他带到我们的群体当中来。So
Barnabas established a relationship with Paul, and verse 31 says the church now had peace through the region, and with the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, it also grew in numbers. With the encouragement of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit used Barnabas to encourage this young church.
所以巴拿巴那冒险跟保罗建立了这些真友谊的关系，然后把保罗带进施工里面来，通过这个呢，神大大的祝福了教会，在使徒行传9章31节说，那时犹太加利利撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安，并建立，凡事敬畏主，蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。Just
a very perfect place for me to say to you this afternoon, perhaps you will see how God will use you to vouch. You understand the word vouch?
Yeah.
For somebody else in your life. Because maybe somebody needs your name, need a reference. Maybe somebody needs your credibility. Maybe somebody needs your signature in order to move forward. They don't have anybody to stand up for them.
所以今天下午呢，是一个特别完美的地方啊，是看到了，可能呢，我们会看到神是怎样使用我们来去担保其他什么人呢，在我们生命当中遇见的这个人，可能有一些人呢需要我们的名字，有人需要我们的信用，有些人需要我们签名，为了他们能往前走啊，所以呢，他们没有其他的人能够支持他们，需要我们来帮助他们来勉励他们。So
who do you have in your life that maybe just needs a little phone call, maybe just needs a little click of the fingers for an email or a text to encourage them and to bring them into the flow of real community?
那么谁是我们现在生命当中的这种人呢？可能我们需要给他们打个电话，发一个邮件啊，能够安慰他们，然后把他们带到现实的生活当中去。
If I went to China and didn't know anybody, I would want a Barnabas to be in China with me to say, well, here's where you go. That's what that street sign says. Here's where you eat. Here's where you get some sleep. I would want a Barnabas to help me.
如果我要去中国呢，我谁也不认识，我就需要能遇见这个巴拿巴来帮我，告诉我啊，你到哪儿，你上哪儿去，你到哪儿去吃饭，你到哪儿去睡觉。
And if I came to Canada and didn't know anybody, I would want a Barnabas to help me in Canada. You know that.
所以如果我们来加拿大，那我们谁也不认识呢，我们就需要在加拿大遇见巴拿巴来帮我们。
So friends, may the Lord help you to see how you can be a Barnabas wherever God has put you.
所以朋友们，愿神能够帮助我们看到，在我们周围，神把谁放在我们周围，让我们成为巴拿巴。
What a huge blessing when you come to the rescue of someone who is feeling overwhelmed or discouraged, and you suddenly are in their world and you can be a blessing to them and help them.
那么这个，如果有些人他们被击垮了，或者是感到灰心的、失望啊，那么如果你突然出现在他们生活当中去援助他们，这是一个巨大的祝福。
A man called me the other day and said he was diagnosed with cancer. And then a little bit later, he went to the hospital. And I felt the Lord say, you should write him these verses of scripture and send it by email. And when he got those words, they were just the right words. They seemed to be God's words for him. And he felt like God was in the room speaking to him through those verses.
那么有一次，有个人呢被诊断出得癌症了。Pastor Ken 去探访他，在探访他的时候呢，神给他几句话，是几节经文，Pastor Ken 就把这个经文呢送给他了，然后他就觉得这个真的是正好是他需要的那个经文，在房间里他感觉到呢，神就直接的向他讲话。So
Paul was a good friend as well. He was a generous giver and he was a good friend. Thirdly, Barnabas encouraged others by becoming a cheerleader for those who were new in their faith journey.
巴拿巴呢是保罗的好朋友，所以我们看出来这个勉励的重要性。那么第三点，巴拿巴在使徒行传当中告诉我们的是，他通过成为新信徒、加油为新信徒加油的代理人而给予勉励。
I love church planting, just like what you are doing. You're planting a church here in this community. And it's hard work, but it's so much fun. And the early church in Jerusalem sent out lots of church planters, just like this church.
那么帕斯肯说他喜欢职堂，这个是非常有挑战性的工作，非常难，但是呢也有很多的乐趣。实际在早期耶路撒冷的教会呢，也差遣出去了很多的职堂的这些人，就像这间教会一样。So
we're in there was a church plant in Antioch that grew very quickly. So we're in Acts chapter 11 verse 20. It says when the church at Jerusalem heard what had happened, they sent Barnabas to Antioch, and when he arrived and saw this evidence, he began to speak to the Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus.
那么在安提阿的教会增长非常快，在圣经的十一章二十节告诉我们，在内中有塞浦路斯和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希腊人传讲主耶稣。当耶路撒冷的教会呢，听到了发生的这些事情呢，他就把安提阿把这个巴拿巴给差遣到了安提阿。那么当他到了安提阿，看到了神祝福的这些证据的时候呢，他就充满了喜乐，同时呢，勉励那些刚信的人，忠心的侍奉神。
And hundreds of people came to Christ. Now, if hundreds of people were to come to Christ in your congregation, how would you take care of them all? Wouldn't that be a challenge?
成百上千的人信了耶稣，教会越来越大，那么我们要怎么去照顾这些人呢？
You know, the first thing you do is you'd send for a Barnabas and say, Barnabas, help us, we're in trouble over here. Come, we need encouragement in Antioch.
那么第一件事就是要把巴拿巴这样的人送到那拆遣到那些教会里去，帮助他们，说我们需要你这种人过来做勉励的工作。
And that's exactly what happened. Barnabas went to Antioch. He got so excited about this new church plant, and he was encouraging people all over the place and helping them to form as a body.
当时这么发生的，教会差遣巴拿巴到了安提阿，他在安提阿那边他感觉到非常的快乐，他也鼓励了很多人。
Just a wonderful place for me to say, friends, every believer, younger or older, that you encourage brings joy to their hearts, brings joy to your heart, and brings joy, of course, to the heart of God.
那么我们任何人，每一个信徒，无论是年轻的还是年老的，我们都鼓励他们，我们把喜乐带给他们，带到他们心里去，同时也带到我们心里来，那么也更重要的是带到了神的心里面去。So
could we get this right into our DNA? Do you understand DNA? Understand our core? Could we get this right into the core of who we are? This is what we're trying to do at Terwilliger Community Church as well, that we would be an encouraging church. So could we become very, very intentional about this?
那么我们能不能制造这种DNA呢？我们制造这种能够勉励人的教会的DNA，我们每一个人都能够成为勉励人的人。So
when you come to church, don't say, what am I going to get from church? Rather say, what am I going to give? How can I bless others? How can I be an encouragement to others?
所以呢，我们到教会来呢，不应该说我们从教会能得到什么呢？而且是应该问我能给出什么呢？那么我们应该把这个鼓励啊带到教会，我们应该把爱来往外施予。
And when you sit around the potluck tables, because I know you have lots of potlucks, instead of just talking about sports or politics or the weather, talk about how are you doing? How can I be praying for you? How can I support you? What do you need? And encourage the person that you're sitting beside.
那么在我们吃百家餐聚会的时候呢，我们不要仅仅谈论体育啊、政治啊、天气啊，我们应该问啊，我能为你祷告什么呢？你有什么需要我帮助的呢？我尽量去鼓励他们，尽量去爱他们。And
here's another neat thing that happened. Barnabas needed help. He couldn't pastor this big church alone because it was growing by hundreds and hundreds of people. They were coming in and they were being saved. It's like Pastor Evan, he can't do this alone. He needs lots of help. We'd all need lots of help. And Barnabas saw the perfect opportunity to draw in, you guessed it, Paul, Saul. His name was Paul. So he called for Paul to come and help him out.
那巴拿巴呢，就是那个是那时候发生的。巴拿巴呢，他需要他帮助，他知道他自己不可能一个人单独的做这种安慰的工作，那么他就去正好遇见了一个特别完美的机会，神提供的，遇见了保罗，他就邀请保罗的支持，然后呢，从保罗把保罗带来一块儿跟他工作。
So I love that about Barnabas. He and Paul stayed there for about a full year and really helped this young church get on its feet and get going. And he tried to get people around him who would be a real blessing to the church.
所以他们一起到安提阿以后呢，在一起整整待了一年，一块儿建立教会，给教会大大的带来了祝福。
I'll give you one final point. Barnabas was willing to give a second chance.
最后一点关于巴拿巴呢，就是他愿意再次给人机会。
Acts chapter 15, verse 36 and following is a great section of verses that launches the second missionary journey of Paul. And Paul says to Barnabas, "Let's go back and visit the brothers in all the towns where we preach the word of the Lord and see how they're doing." And Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them. Go ahead.
使徒行传15章32到37节讲到，保罗和巴拿巴他们同工啊，所过了些日子。保罗对巴拿巴说：“我们可以回到从前宣传主道的各城，看望弟兄们景况如何。”巴拿巴呢，有意要带称呼马可的约翰同去。
I think you probably know the story of John Mark and how he was on the first missionary journey, but somehow I don't know what happened. But he defected, or he left early, he got discouraged, I don't know what happened to him, but he didn't complete the first missionary journey.
那么在谈到了被称呼为马可的约翰这个人呢，圣经当中告诉我们在他和保罗以及巴拿巴在第一次宣教之旅的时候，还没有结束宣教，他就自己擅自离开了，不知道发生了什么事情。So
Paul didn't want to take John Mark along. It was like he was done with that guy. If he's not going to be faithful, if he's not going to be committed, then he doesn't want anything to do with him any longer. And he wasn't going to offer him a second chance. But Barnabas saw potential in him and said, "No, no, we need to take John Mark." And Paul said no, and Barnabas said yes, and Paul said no. And Barnabas kind of went to the mat on this one, and they had a very sharp disagreement.
那么因为保罗呢不想带着成为约马可的约翰同去，但是呢巴拿巴想要带保罗对于这个约翰呢已经很失望，非常的失望，不想再给他第二次机会。但是巴拿巴想，那么两个人就起了争执，产生了严重的分歧。使徒行传15章38到39节说，但保罗因为马可从前在庞培利亚离开他们，不和他们同去做工，就以为不可带他去，于是二人起了争论，甚至彼此分开。
But it's fascinating to look back after many years and hear the Apostle Paul say, as he writes to Timothy, "Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is helpful in my ministry." Hear what he said about John Mark. Yeah, he proved himself to be okay. So it was nice for Paul to say that. He actually came to his senses and realized John Mark is a good man, and maybe Barnabas was right after all. He certainly gave a second chance to John Mark.
那么但是有意思的是，在很多年以后呢，当回头看的时候呢，保罗他这样写给提摩太，在提摩太后书4章21节，4章11节，说：“独有路加在我这里，你来的时候要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益。”那么保罗呢，还是跟马可和解了。 非常高兴这件事发生，但是呢，这是由于巴拿巴，很可能是由于巴拿巴给了马可第二次机会。
So, is there anyone in your life that needs a second chance. Have you kind of given up on that person and saying, ah, I don't really want to be friends. I don't think they'll ever come to the Lord. Do they know that you're really with them? Do they know that you're really cheering for them? Just like Paul needed a second chance, or John Mark needed a second chance, so do all of us.
我们在我们的生活当中有没有这样的人呢？需要我们给他们第二次的机会呢？啊，如果我们想，我们还是愿意跟他成为朋友，愿意跟他一块成功来侍奉神，我们就像巴拿巴一样，尽量的去再给他们一次机会。
I don't know who conducted the funeral service for Barnabas when Barnabas died, but if Paul could have spoken at Barnabas' funeral, he might have said this: I persecuted the church, nobody trusted me, no one would touch me, but then Barnabas came along, he put his arm around me, and he said, I'll vouch for him, I stand before you this day because of Barnabas.
不知道保罗呢在巴拿巴的葬礼上说了什么没有？如果说了，他可能会这么说：我迫害了教会，没有人愿意接触我。但是后来巴拿巴来了，愿意跟我交朋友，并且张开他的胳膊来拥抱我，并且他说：我会为你担保的，我会在你面前站立。保罗说：就是因为巴拿巴，我今天才能够站在这里。
So maybe when you review your life, you can think of a few people who gave you a second chance, and why don't you just bring those names before the Lord and say, thank you for Kim, thank you for George, thank you for Eunice. Maybe even bless them with a word of encouragement and a little thank you. Because Barnabas helps us build a wonderful spirit of encouragement in our body of believers.
因为当我们回顾我们生活的时候，我们可能会想到有那么几个人，他们给了我们第二次的机会。那么我们要应该把他们的名字呢，献给神来感谢他。为了比如说像叫 Kim 啊，或者叫 George 啊，或者叫 Eunice 这些人呢，可能呢，我们也应该来祝福他们，用一个勉励的话来祝福他们。因为呢，巴拿巴帮助我们建立了这个特别好的勉励的灵。
So, how do we encourage people? There's no formula, really. But one thing is obvious: don't discourage people. Don't tear them down. Don't be critical. You know, it takes about 7 positive things, 7 affirmations, to make up for 1 word of discouragement, or 1 word of criticism. We will automatically gravitate to criticism and take this into our hearts. So don't discourage and start encouraging.
那么我们应该怎么样去鼓励别人呢？没有固定的公式，但是一件很明显的事情就是，我们停止去打击别人，去拆毁别人，和去批评别人。那么经常是要用七个肯定，才能够补偿这种一个打击别人或者是批评别人的话，用一句这种话，用七句话来补偿一句话。那么我们都应该转移这个批评，然后呢，去停止这些打击别人，开始鼓励。
And so bless you, friends, and may this congregation continue to grow. May there be such joy in this congregation, such encouragement, that people from all over are attracted, because this is a wonderful place to be, and may you be blessed.
所以愿我们教会呢，都能够互相的支持，大家都很快乐的生活，彼此呢在这里共同成长，把人不断的带到教会当中来，继续使教会施工不断的增长。
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much, Pastor.
Thank you.